There are aliens, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning. Hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Monday, 28th of July, and here in Oroville is partly cloudy and very humid at 26 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast promises us for today very warm with periods of clouds and sunshine throughout the day and rather cloudy over the night with temperatures ranging from 26 to 36 with a heat index of 38. Chance on precipitation is on 25%. Westerly winds at 14 km per hour with gusts on 22 km per hour, and at night winds from southwest at 11 km per hour with gusts on 16 km. Moon is still new and it's visible on 3%. Today at 7:30 PM we are invited to a singing and dancing circle around the fire in Yatra with joyful songs from all over the world. From Hari Om to Hallelujah. On keyboard and drums, Anche, Diana, Osiva, Rani and friends. And tomorrow, Tuesday 29th at 6 PM at Yatra Arts Foundation Gallery near New Creation Sports Ground, they will share with us cultural performance in Yatra, inauguration of art exhibition with short films, Happy Children, Full Stop, Vina Music, Children Clown Theatre, and Yatra Children Singing and Drumming and Dancing with Anche, Diana, Osiva, Rani and friends. Tomorrow at 4:30 PM at Multimedia Center Auditorium, we are invited to the presentation Art Residences in Korea and Bali by Priya Sundaraveli and Adil Reiter, and some works made at the residences will be on the display. Working committee informs us that on Saturday, 2nd of August, at 5:30 PM in the Ashram Theatre, Roots of Ren in Pondicherry, we are cordially invited to a lecture by Dr. Karan Singh, The Last Message of Sri Aurobindo. On this occasion, two books authored by Dr. Karan Singh will be released. Triveni, which are essays and poems and novels published by Shubhi Publication, Gurgaon, and Meetings with Remarkable Women published by Palimpsest Publishers, New Delhi. The function will be presided over by Professor Manoj Das in the presence also of Balabhaskar from Aurobindo Foundation and Matri Pansarat from Sri Aurobindo Ashram. Transportation has been arranged. Two buses will leave Solar Kitchen at 4:30 PM on Saturday, 2nd of August, to reach the Ashram Theater before 5:30 PM. On Sunday, 3rd of August at 7 PM at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India, in the International Zone, we can see two plays presented by Adi Shakti, Nidratvam and Hanuman Ramayana. Nidravatam, it will be by Nimi Rafael, script and direction and performance. And Hanuman Ramayana by Suresh Kaliati, also on script, direction and performance. And following is an exciting announcement from Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India in International Zone, which is exclaiming, "Hey Aurobindo volunteers, what you up to 10:30 AM Sunday 3rd of August? Come and join us at Art Chakra." They are saying that Art Chakra is an interactive space for all the volunteers of Aurobindo to express their artistic side in an informal and non-judgmental environment. Whatever be your medium of artistic expression, photography, painting, short films, sculpturing, singing, performing arts, storytelling, etc., you can share it all with your fellow volunteers here at Art Chakra. One need not necessarily be a professional artist or an art student to participate in Art Chakra. Of course, it would also provide a great networking opportunity for skill exchange and to initiate participatory art project. So come participate and open your Art Chakra. The participants who wish to share their work must register beforehand through email. They have limited number of slots of 10 minutes each for each session of Art Chakra. And Art Chakra will happen at Aurobindo Room, Kala Kendra, Bharat Nivas, on Sunday 3rd of August between 10:30 AM to 12:30 PM. Entry is free and open for all, but for more details you can call Dr. Gaurav Chabra on 9787897947. Between 30th of July to 17th of August, Jan Vanek and Estelle Koluda will visit Oroville. On Monday, 4th of August, they will have a music workshop at the Davis School for students. On Tuesday, 5th, there will be a music workshop at Transition School. On Wednesday and Thursday, 6th and 7th, it would be music workshop at Tiruvannamalai. On 9th of August, they will have a concert at 8 PM in Kripa in Kalavumi. On 10th, Hala Hormani Sri Aurobindo Ashram School, Pondicherry. On Tuesday, 12th, at Unity Pavilion at 7:30, musical interactive dialogue with musicians from Oroville. And on 16th, concert at 8:30 PM at Sastsanga Restaurant in Pondicherry. Hosts are Francis Malan, International Travel. Collaborators are Pavilion of France, Francine Fink, Matthew, Aurelian Tapas. Those who wish to experience an exceptional musical adventure are invited to note in their agenda when the full program will be published in the following issue's news and notes. But for more information, we can contact Francis Malan on 7598146288 or 262-222-90. Or we can call Tapas on 944-212-1315. Jan Vanek, a born self-taught musician, a true globetrotter jazzman. From every corner of the world, he does not return without bringing back the new sounds with him. He's a guitarist of great talent, a composer, an interpreter, and can play any musical instrument. He's a great listener and observer of music from other cultures. Jan Vanek leaves behind a memorable experience for those who have met him and heard his music. Each time one hears him, it's beyond all appearances a person of flamboyant virtuosity, always eager to communicate. Music inhabits his entire being, and his presence makes us feel as he has no more things to offer. A rare musician who can take us beyond all boundaries into deep meditation. Estelle Coluda is gold medalist in violin, and is a professor of violin from 1991 to 2002. But when she met Jan Vanek, she abandons everything to work with him as a violinist and perform wherever invited with him. Water maintenance service from Aubrey is informing the community that Marcus from Grace Community joined their team as technical person. Water maintenance service in Aubrey is continuing to provide services for Orville 6 days per week from 8:30 to 4:30 p.m. For emergencies, they are also available on Sundays, holidays, and outside normal working hours. They are charging minimum prices for Orvillians. And services they offer is all type of residential and commercial plumbing works, bore well pump replacement and service, maintenance and compression of existing bore wells, water supply, sludge and septic tank, drainage cleaning. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:15, they will screen meditation on Savitri, Book 7, the Book of Yoga, Canto 1 to 7. The Joy of Union, the Ordeal of the Foreign Knowledge of Death, and the Heart's Grief and Pain. The Parable of the Search for the Soul, the Entry into the Inner Countries, the Triple Soul Forces, the Finding of the Soul, Nirvana and the Discovery of All Negation Absolute, and the Discovery of the Cosmic Spirits and the Cosmic Consciousness. That is a film by Manohar of Huta's painting illustrating passages from Savitri, read by the mother and accompanied with her own organ music. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see an Indian drama family, Gangubai, made in India in 2013 by writer and director Priya Krishnavami. Tomorrow they will screen an Italian drama, Giorni e Nuvole, Days and Clouds, made in Italy in 2007 by director Silvio Soldini. And on Wednesday we can see a cultural film, Mozart, The Magic Flute, made in USA in 2006 by director Julie Taymor, with the New York Metropolitan Opera Orchestra Chorus and Ballet, with conductor James Levin, and it's a live performance recording. And from the words of the Mother, Volume 14, we read, "The true purpose of life, to live for the divine, or to live for the truth, or at least to live for one soul, and the true sincerity, to live for the divine without expecting any benefit from him in return." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orovilleradio.org.